when we get a lot of snow, you may want to take a look and see if you're getting any extra condensation buildup on the bottom of your roof sheeting. Just take a look and see if it's becoming frosty. But what also occurs is sometimes then that roof deck becomes warmer because of the insulation on the top. So if you've got a lot of heat escaping into your attic, now your attic becomes a little bit warmer because of the insulation on the top. It keeps the sheeting warmer, and then the snow that's directly in contact with the roof starts to melt, and it'll run down underneath that snowpack, get down to the overhangs of the house, the part that doesn't have any heat coming from below, and then it refreezes, and sometimes that's what causes our ice dams.
How significant is the problem if you do have the ice dams?
It can be very very bad problem. If you get a lot of snow build up on the edges, you know, we've seen where it'll, you know, take off gutters. You can get a huge icicles. Sometimes you won't even see an icicle, and because it freezes so well at the edge of the roof that it just keeps building up, and then the water as it comes down hits this ice dam and it backs underneath your shingles, and it may get in and start to saturate your roof sheeting. It can get into your insulation, down into your drywall, and into your house. In one particular case, we saw where it activated the house smoke alarm because it got in and short-circuited the alarm that was installed in the ceiling. But some cases, it can build up so much and cause a lot of structural damage, and in some rare cases, it can collapse part of a house.
What's your best advice? Should we take that snow off the roof?
Well, if you can, it would be okay. If you don't see a lot of ice dam problems, if the snow, you know, gradually melts off, and you don't see these huge humps in your roof, maybe, you can just leave it alone. Sometimes I think we get into more trouble when we try to remove snow. You can rake it off, which is great. You know, these really neat snow shovels. I even have one of those that extends out about 20 feet. I can be on the ground, stick it up, pull some snow off, you know, of places that, you know, you might have an ice dam. It's good. But then the other side is people might start getting onto ladders and climbing on the roof, which is not a good idea, you know, especially this time of year. But sometimes you see pictures, even in the local newspapers, of people taking hatchets and shovels and all kinds of basically destructive materials towards your roof itself. When that roof material is cold, it's very susceptible to damage.
Okay, any other tips for the winter that you might be able to suggest around the home, just kind of keep an eye on things?
Well, make sure and keep the snow drifts especially away from any of the vents. So let's say a dryer vent, make sure that's cleaned away. If you have a high-efficiency furnace or water heater, a lot of times those are like a 2.5 or 3-inch pipe that comes out close to the bottom of the house. It comes out next to the foundation. We need to keep the snow away from those because some furnaces, if they get a lot of snow build up, it can actually shut the furnace down by blocking the vent off. It's a safety mechanism. And really make sure that you don't have any icicles or ice dams, especially by your front entry doors, because of when it does melt, it drips down and may cover your steps or your sidewalk right in front of your front entryways or your garage entryways where somebody can really take a spill.